Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My name is Ethan, and I'm not someone who scares easily. I'm not superstitious, nor do I believe in ghost stories. But what I am about to tell you made me question everything. This happened a few months ago, one ordinary night. I was living alone in a small apartment on the outskirts of Chicago. After a long week of work, my plan was simple. Relax, play video games, and drink a beer or two. I heard a lot about Silent Hill PT, a demo that was said to redefine horror. I downloaded it years ago before it was retired, but had never played it. That night, I decided to try it out. I turned off the lights in the apartment, plugged in my headphones, and turned on my console. From the first few minutes, the game grabbed me. The atmosphere was suffocating. A narrow corridor that seemed to have no end, a radio that spat out disturbing messages, and an environment that managed to get under your skin. Everything seemed carefully designed to keep you in constant tension.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I was so focused that I didn't notice the time. I stayed up late playing, getting more and more absorbed in that strange and oppressive world. I wanted to play it without guides or YouTube videos, which made it ridiculously difficult. I didn't care and kept playing all night. It all started subtly, almost imperceptibly. As I was walking down the hallway looking for numbers for a puzzle, I felt something strange in my room. A silent vibration, as if the floor was shaking. I took off my headphones, but I didn't hear anything out of the ordinary. I thought it was my imagination and continued playing. Soon after, however, something strange happened in the game. As I turned the corner of the corridor, I noticed that there was a reflection in the glass of a picture hanging on the wall. It wasn't my character or something that belonged to the game. It was my room. I paused, confused. How did they do this? Does the game take screenshots with my webcam? I admit that the effect they had tried to have on me had worked. I was really uncomfortable playing, but that made me want to play more. After all, it was just a video game, and being scared was the fun of it. A few minutes later, something happened that I couldn't ignore. The door to the corridor in the game slammed shut without my touching it. And at the same time, I heard a thud coming from my living room. I let go of the controller and immediately turned around. My front door was locked as usual, but the sound had been real. I decided to check my apartment even though I knew it was ridiculous. It wasn't a big place, barely a bedroom, a living room, a kitchen, and a bathroom. I checked every nook and cranny, even under the bed. There was nothing and no one. I tried to laugh at myself. You're just being suggestible. I went back to the game, but something wasn't right. Now the corridor on the screen looked different. The paint on the walls were peeling, more than I remembered. And the lights were flickering. Also, the sound of my footsteps inside the game didn't match what I was seeing. They were faster, as if someone else was running behind me. That was more than enough. I turned off the game. I got up and went to the kitchen for another beer, trying to shake that feeling off. As I opened the refrigerator, I saw something out of the corner of my eye. In the reflection of the window glass, a figure was behind me. I turned around with a jerk, but there was nothing there. I returned to the couch without turning on the game. I felt that someone was watching me. I turned on the TV, looking to distract myself, but the buzzing in my head wouldn't go away. Then my console turned itself on, and the game resumed loading from where I had left off. The game continued without my intervention. The camera slowly panned to a lamp on the ceiling, which was swinging as if someone had just walked by. I tried to turn off the console, but the button would not respond. The same with the TV remote control. Everything was out of my control. On the screen, the door to the corridor burst open. At the end of the corridor, there was something new. A blurry shadow, hard to make out. It looked humanoid, but its movements were erratic as if it were about to fall apart. Suddenly, the light in my living room began to flicker, synchronizing with those of the game. I could no longer ignore it. Something was interfering with my reality. I closed my eyes, trying to calm down. I was breathing heavily. I think I was having a panic attack. When I opened my eyes, the figure in the game was closer. I jumped off the couch when I heard footsteps, this time in my apartment. I grabbed a knife from the kitchen and turned into the hallway that led to my bedroom. I couldn't walk fast. I really felt like I was going to pass out. The footsteps stopped, but there were wet marks on the floor as if someone had walked barefoot after getting out of the shower. My breathing was erratic, but I couldn't stand still. I advanced down the hallway, each step heavier than the last. The door to my room was ajar, though I remember closing it earlier. I pushed the door open with the knife held high. The room was empty, but the window was open. The curtain was moving slightly, though there was no wind outside. Then I heard it, a low, distorted laugh as if coming from a damaged tape recorder. It came from the closet. I didn't wait. I flung open the closet doors and threw a stab in the air. But there was nothing there. I know what you're thinking. My attitude didn't make much sense. Anyone else would have run away, and I am one of those people too, but there was something in that room. It was as if I was hypnotized. As if I was moving automatically and nothing I did made sense. Before I could react, the TV in the living room turned on. On the screen, the game showed something I hadn't seen before. My apartment captured in chilling detail. The figure from the game was now inside my virtual living room, moving toward the camera. The laughter returned, but this time it was clearer and came from behind me. I turned quickly, and there it was. The game figure standing in my real room, looking at me with a blurry, decomposed face. I didn't know how I reacted so quickly. I threw the knife at it, but the figure simply disappeared, as if it had never been there. The television exploded in a burst of sparks, and the console shut itself off. All was silent. The only sound was my ragged breathing. I stood still for a minute, then five, waiting for something else to happen. But nothing happened. The dizziness grew worse to the point where I couldn't stand up. I wanted to unplug the console, but I couldn't even fully control the direction my hand was going. I reached over to pull the wires out of the console. I felt something behind me as if the presence had returned. Someone was definitely behind me. Before I could finish reacting, my eyes closed and I fell to the ground. And that was the end of my night. When I woke up, the TV was fine and the console was unplugged. What the hell had happened? Was it all a dream? No. The knife was next to me. I plugged in the console and checked it. The game was no longer installed. And in my download history, I couldn't see it either. It was as if I had never opened it. After that night, I stopped playing video games for a while. Even now, I find it hard to be absolutely silent. I need background noise to keep my mind off what happened. I tried to tell the story to a friend, but he didn't believe me. "You must have fallen asleep in front of the console," he said, laughing. I let him believe it. I knew it hadn't been a dream. A month later, I moved to another apartment and tried to forget what happened. Many nights, I still go on Reddit, trying to find out about PT. that's when I found out that a lot of people claim to have had similar experiences to mine. Apparently, there's a cursed copy going around, and even though it's not that easy to find, I was able to do it. And many other people will too.
My name is David. I'm 19 years old, and until recently, I was an ordinary guy. Well, as ordinary as someone obsessed with the dark and forbidden can be. I was always attracted to the mysterious, to what others said was dangerous or shouldn't be touched. So when I heard about Polybius, I didn't think twice. Legend had it that it was a cursed game, an arcade machine that appeared out of nowhere in the 80s and disappeared just as quickly. Supposedly, those who played it experienced hallucinations, headaches, and, in some cases, even went insane. Of course, that made it perfect for me. I found a recreated version on the dark web, and upon downloading it, it felt like I had found a treasure. The night I played it was quiet at first. It was a simple game of bright colors and hypnotic patterns, but there was something different about it. After a while, I noticed that I couldn't look away. The geometric figures seemed to move beyond the screen. I lost track of time. When I finished, I had a headache, but I felt euphoric. I definitely didn't feel haunted or like the urban legends wanted me to feel for playing a simple arcade game. I went to bed thinking that perhaps it was all an exaggeration. I couldn't have been more wrong. The next morning, I woke up with an excruciating headache, but I ignored it. The university waited for no one, and I was already running late. As I walked to the subway station, something caught my eye. The colors. Everything seemed brighter, as if the world was saturated. A graffiti on a wall seemed to move as I glanced at it out of the corner of my eye. I shook my head, blaming tiredness. The ride was worse. The train was crowded as usual, but people's faces looked wrong. Some had eyes that were too big, others crooked mouths that elongated when I blinked. I clung to the handrail, feeling the ground move. As I climbed down, I almost tripped. Sweat soaked my shirt. As I reached the campus, I tried to concentrate. I was sure I just needed food or coffee, but when I sat down in class, things got worse. The projector was projecting patterns similar to those in the game. I closed my eyes for a moment, but I could swear I heard a buzzing sound as if someone was talking right behind me. I looked, but no one was there. During the break, I went to the bathroom to wash my face. At that point, I wasn't even thinking about the cursed game. I thought I might have a fever or be hallucinating. When I looked in the mirror, something was wrong. My reflection wasn't following me instantly, as if there was a slight delay. I tried to move fast, and for a second, I swore my other self smiled before me. I left the bathroom almost running. In the hallway, things were still twisting. Students walked around me, but their movements were mechanical. A boy walked past me, and his face was completely black, as if someone had erased his features. I closed my eyes and snapped them open. Everything was normal again. I decided I needed some air. I went out into the backyard, where there were rarely any people. But there it was, that feeling of something watching me. I turned and saw a figure across campus. Tall, thin, and completely dark. I couldn't make out features, but I felt it looking at me. When I blinked, it was gone. I tried to concentrate on my classes, but it was impossible. Every time I looked at the professor, his face seemed to deform as if it were melted. I looked at my classmates and saw that some of them had no eyes. The screaming started when I closed my eyes. No, it wasn't real. I had to remind myself of that. I decided to skip the rest of the day. I couldn't stay there. On the way back, every corner seemed to hide something. As I turned onto an empty street, I saw that figure again. Closer this time. I walked faster, trying not to look back. I felt its presence, though it made no noise. The last straw was on the subway. I sat in an empty carriage, trying to calm down. Then the light started flickering, and when they went out completely, I saw him. He was standing in front of me. He was taller than I imagined, with claws where his hand should be, and a smile that wasn't human. I closed my eyes and prayed for the lights to come back on. When they did, the carriage was full of people, and the figure had disappeared. When I got out of the subway, I no longer knew what was real. The streets were full, but all the people seemed distorted. The voices were murmurs, a constant noise that drilled my ears. I tried to call someone, but my phone only displayed geometric patterns that moved like the game. I walked, not knowing where I was going. The world seemed to twist around me. I saw the figure once again, now closer than ever. I ran, pushing people, shouting for someone to help me. No one reacted. It was as if I was trapped in a bubble. Finally, I couldn't take it anymore. I threw myself at a random man, begging him to help me. But before I could say anything coherent, I felt strong hands holding me. Cops. They threw me to the ground, telling me to calm down. I shouted at them that someone was chasing me, but they didn't listen. They just exchanged glances and said something about drugs.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At the police station, they locked me in a small cell. They searched for me, but found nothing in my system. No drugs, no alcohol. One of the officers mentioned that I might be crazy. Sitting in the corner of the cell, I tried to explain to one of them what had happened, but I saw in his eyes that he didn't believe me. Hours passed, and the demon appeared again, just outside my cell. My only reaction was to laugh. I don't know why I laughed, but I laughed a lot. I couldn't stop laughing, even though my body wanted to cry. When the policemen came to pick me up, their faces were those of the figure. The next thing I remember was being in a white room, with people talking around me. I didn't understand anything anymore. Now I'm here, in this white, silent place. I think it's an asylum. We are in an asylum, aren't we? Have I gone crazy? It's because of the game, and in the end, it was all true. I wouldn't say you went crazy. Maybe that game activated something in your head that needs to be repaired. With a lot of work, you will come out, David, but I need you to concentrate. Of course, you think it's a lie. Everyone thinks it's a lie until they start to see it.
My name is Alex. My younger brother Matt and I spend hours playing video games, but Minecraft was our favorite. We had a private server that our friends Liam, Chris, and Danny would connect to. We had created it months before, building a world that was our after-school retreat. One night, we decided to start a new game with a challenge. Extreme Survival. It was routine, but that night was different. It was close to 10 o'clock. Matt, who was sitting next to me in the same room, his PC and mine shared the long desk we had improvised with a couple of boards and easels. Our friends were connected from their homes. Everything started as normal. We felled trees, gathered stones, and started building a small fortress on a hill. There was laughter in the voice chat as we discussed which blocks to use for the roof and how to avoid creep attacks. But there was one detail that, at the time, none of us took seriously. In the distance, on a mountain, someone saw a figure. "Who else is on the server?" "There's no one else. There are five of us. It's private, remember?" There was a brief silence, but Danny broke it with a laugh.
"It's probably a bug. Let's go to sleep. It's getting dark already."
"So soon? We just logged on."
"I mean in the game."
We all laughed, and by that time we ignored what had happened and continued playing. A couple of hours later, things started to get weird. We were exploring a cave, looking for iron and coal, when Liam shouted into the voice chat,
"Hey, someone's down here with me. Who is it? Any skin changes?"
"What are you seeing?"
"I don't know. It was a figure. It had no name on it, as if it was a mob, but it moved like a player."
I got to his position along with Matt, but there was nothing there. Just a dark tunnel. Chris and Danny arrived shortly after. Liam insisted he had seen it, but we all assumed it was a bug. Until the first sign appeared. It was at the entrance to the tunnel, right where we had gathered. A wooden sign, like any other in the game, but the message froze us in our tracks. "Go away." "Who put this up?" No one answered. We checked the server commands, but there was no record of suspicious activity. We thought it was some prank by Chris, but he swore he had nothing to do with it. We continued to play. Although the laughter gradually died down, the tension was palpable. We were all afraid that a hacker had gotten into the game and might do something to us on the computer. That's when the game chat was filled with messages. Dots repeated over and over again as if someone was typing it manually. We all saw it, but none of us typed it. Then Liam said his screen went black and his character died instantly.
"How did you die?"
"I don't know. I just disappeared. And now I can't get back in. It says the server is full."
No one else was having trouble logging in or out, but Liam was locked out. We decided to restart the server. While we were doing that, Matt mentioned something strange. On his screen, the eyeless figure Liam had seen earlier appeared briefly. I thought he was joking, but the concern in his voice was genuine. When we returned to the game, we were in the same place. Things seemed normal at first, but then, as we explored, Danny said something that sent a shiver down my spine.
"My torches are disappearing. I just put one up, and it went out."
"It must be lag. Sometimes it happens when the server gets overloaded."
But it wasn't lag. There was no explanation for what came next. Blocks disappearing around us, walls building themselves, and signs appearing out of nowhere. This time they said more specific things.
"I gave them a warning."
Suddenly, Chris shouted,
"My screen! I can't move!"
We watched as his character froze while a figure appeared behind him. It wasn't a mob. It wasn't a player. It was humanoid, but the eyes, they were completely white. Before we could react, Chris disappeared from the server.
"Damn it! This is a hacker. He's messing with us."
"We have to call Chris and tell him to turn off his computer. He's capable of doing it."
"Chris, are you there?"
There was no answer. Matt and I tried calling him on the phone, but no one answered. There were three of us left, Matt, Danny, and me. We kept playing more out of inertia than anything else. We were waiting for Chris to come back and answer the phone, but when we came out of the cave, the world had changed. Everything was covered in fog, and the trees were distorted shapes. I found another sign. It said, "Herobrine is here." I froze. I knew about that legend. Every Minecraft player knew about it. A supposed entity that appeared in worlds. A deceased developer, or worse. I had always taken it as just a story. Possibly the hacker was taking it too seriously. Matt began to panic.
"We have to shut this down. Now!"
But before we could get out of the game, the lights in the house flickered. We looked at each other in silence, and then we heard a noise in the hallway. It was as if someone was walking toward our door. But I don't mean our base or something in game. This was in our house. The door to the room burst open. No one was there, but the sound of footsteps continued as if someone invisible was inside. Matt and I jumped up, leaving the keyboards lying around. That's when we saw a silhouette in the hallway, just down the hall. It was motionless, with its head cocked to one side. I ran to close the door, but before I could do so, the lights went out completely. All we could hear was our breathing and the approaching footsteps. When the lights came back on, the figure was in the room. It said nothing. It didn't make a sound. It just stood there watching us with its white eyes. It was wearing the same pixelated Minecraft clothes, but its body was real. Matt grabbed a lamp and threw it, but the figure didn't move. It just disappeared. In the game, Danny shouted,
"Guys, there's someone in my house. He's coming towards me."
And then his connection went dead. Matt and I decided to get out of the house, but the front door was blocked. We tried to break a window, but the shadows... No, the walls seemed to move to prevent us from leaving. It was then that the figure appeared again, staring at us. We didn't know what to do. We felt like two living dead people. We knew we couldn't escape or fight. We screamed loudly, but our parents were gone and no one could come to save us. Out of nowhere, Matt had the impulse to violently hit his computer. I did the same with mine. And just like that, as if nothing had happened, it was all over. After that night, Matt and I stopped playing video games for months. But the worst thing was what I found weeks later when going through the files on my computer when we repaired it. There was a screenshot I didn't remember taking. It was of the figure.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking directly at me through the monitor, the wide eyes were still there.